This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations across America and across the Caribbean, as well as around the world on the Internet. And special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working tonight, right now in the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thank you for what you do to keep America rolling along. And I think tonight I'll throw in the snowplow drivers again because, yep, it's snowing in some spots around the country. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, joining us right now, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Always.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, I'm going to start the program with Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy in the House yesterday addressing the Speaker, Nancy Pelosi. Listen to this.
Our fellow Americans use their vote to choose who will work for them. So I ask you all a simple question. Especially to my colleagues. Is that what is happening here today? Are we gathered in these final moments before we depart for a week to fund our government, to pay our troops? Are we gathered today to prove a new trade deal? Or are we gathered to debate the critical national security issues regarding China or Iran? Well, that answer would be unanimously no. We are not working for the American people. Those items would resemble the achievements of a productive Congress, a Congress that truly works for the people. But you know what this Congress counts? This Congress records is more subpoenas than laws. That's the legacy. It is not just devoid of solutions for the American people. It is now abusing its power to discredit democracy. By using secret interviews.
Anyway, that's where he finishes. He went on from there. It's quite a lengthy speech. Everybody that gave speeches yesterday, they were anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes, so it pretty much takes up a whole segment, so I'm not going to play the whole thing. But to make a long story short, we heard the narrative for, what, the last 2 months that, well, when we have the vote in the House, there's going to be it's not going to be partisan. There'll be people on the other side that will join with us. And, yes, there's going to be Republicans, and, yes, there's going to be, yeah, that's all we heard for 2 months, right?
That's right. Yeah.
The amazing little thing, Kyle. Not only did all the Republicans stick together, thank God, but two Democrats came over and voted with them against this. So where's the partisanship now, Nancy?
Well, that's exactly right. And I might interject as well that one independent voted for the impeachment inquiry. And, of course, that turns out to be just Representative Justin Amash, who's a Republican.
And he's on his way out, by the way, I do believe, right?
Exactly, yeah. So I think that's a non-starter. So that's a misnomer to think, oh, well, the independent, you know, wants impeachment. But that's the way that is. But absolutely, they thought that this was going to be something that was going to now give some sort of legitimacy to what they're doing. And of course, what it did, Captain, is it actually drew the lines even more stark contrast than they ever have been up to this point. And I do think as well that as the Republicans in the Senate watch what's going on and with their counterparts in the House, that they're saying to themselves, aha, this isn't something where the country is trying to move forward on this. This is just another Democrat bulldoze effort to try to do anything they can to get rid of this president.
All right. Now, we got that out of the way to begin with, but I've had a lot of listeners today sending me emails because everybody's been watching the headlines in California, and the fires in Southern California with the Santa Ana winds got much worse and came up in some new areas, and one of them wasn't very far away from you. So how are you faring?
Oh, well, we're actually doing fine here this evening or early this morning here in Southern California. The winds have died down, at least in my area of Orange County. Although I will say that for the first time, we're starting to, as the atmosphere is sort of settling a little bit, we're starting to smell some of the smoke that has been going on up in L.A. Before then, it was just sort of off and on. But, of course, there is some good news in all of this, Captain, because now we've got fires like the Easy Fire. I think that's starting to get under control. Also, the Getty Fire, I think, is doing better. Everything's doing better because the winds are dying down. Now, that is to say that the conditions are getting better.
And somebody I know had his power turned off yesterday for a short time.
That's right. Yeah, well, we're going to put this under the irony file because for the last 2 days, just briefly, we kept getting the warnings. Okay, your address, you know, you're going to get your power turned off probably.
Yeah.
And so I'm watching the winds, and the winds were howling pretty good, and the power never went off. But today, the winds were calm. All of a sudden, the power goes out, and it went out for like 4 hours or something, and that's because they had a routine replacement of a power pole. So I just thought, that's ironic. But
can't win.
You know, I can't win, but I got a little taste of it's like to have the power off, but a lot of people have it pretty bad.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, and we'll keep pounding away here on some of this other stuff. Plus, I'm going to have the Nancy, the witch herself, the Wicked Witch of the West, and when I have her say something here when we get back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. You know, if you're struggling with pain of any type and you don't really know what to do and maybe you've been loading up on ibuprofen or Aleve or whatever else you've been taking, well, guess what? If you've got arthritis like I do, and you suffer from the pain that it brings, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, foot pain, ankle pain, muscle aches in general, then let me suggest to you that you try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start right away. Many people, including myself, found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. Now, I'd reached the point where some days just trying to get out of bed and just trying to walk were just a feat all by itself, because when you have arthritis, things don't move the way they're supposed to. And with the Relief Factor, taking it the way that you were supposed to, the 3-week quick start, you start out 3 times a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and they tell you to take it with a meal. And then when you run out of it, if it's working for you, you just don't do anything. It automatically starts its automatic shipments, and away you go. But if it doesn't work for you, and some people don't have any success with this, then you're just out $20, and that's it. You move along to do whatever. Now, in my case, I got rid of Mobic, and I got rid of Flexeril, and those were drugs that were giving me some problems, making me a little dizzy sometimes and making me a little tired when I shouldn't have been tired in the middle of the day, et cetera, et cetera. So I got rid of that. But about 3 years and 8 months ago now, I found out about Relief Factor. Now, ReliefFactor.com/captain is a website. ReliefFactor.com/the captain. Go there. Sign up for the 19.95 3-week quick start. You'll have it in about 3 days, roughly. It costs, with the shipping and handling, about $5 or $6 more. So it's 19.95 plus shipping and handling. You'll get it in about 3 days. Try it. Use it the way it says to use it. And 80%, we've got a very high retention rate here on this program. 80% of the people that are taking it are staying with it. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. It'll work for me, and hopefully it'll work for you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
First of all, I want to say hello to Catwoman and Road Dog. They sent me a message. They're up in Mount Vernon, Illinois, and they're headed back towards Lafayette, Indiana. And they said there's a big difference in the weather from what it was yesterday when they were down on the border. It's 29 degrees where they're at right now. Well, I don't want to really burst your bubble, guys, but it's going to get colder. It's going to get colder the further north they go. So welcome to winter.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, I heard that there was some big snow in the Chicago area.
There, yep, and along the lake up there. And we'll get into all that with the Truckers Highway and Viber Report. That's why I said hello to the snowplow drivers, because I know there's some of them I know somewhere that are listening to us right now. Well, let's talk about Nancy Pelosi. Now, Nancy Pelosi, the gift that keeps on giving, I call her the Wicked Witch of the West for obvious reasons. This is what she had to say when she stepped up to the podium to announce what it was, the impeachment process resolution. Listen to this nonsense.
I thank the gentleman for yielding, and Madam Speaker, thank you for the recognition. I want to begin my remarks by some of the most beautiful words in our country's history. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States. It goes on immediately to establish Article 1, the legislative branch, Article 2, the executive branch, Article 3, the judiciary. The genius of the Constitution, a separation of powers, three co-equal branches of government to be a check and balance on each other.
Boy, I'm impressed.
Well, yes.
Not.
Well, she's up there reading the Constitution.
But she doesn't understand it, or they wouldn't be doing what they're doing if they understood it, because guess what? There has to be something to be up there for when you're talking about impeachment, and it's already been disproved beyond any shadow of any doubt. No judge, and I've heard this from every legal person that could talk, no judge would ever allow this to go through a court. No judge.
Well, of course not. And the idea, of course, is that she's reading the preamble of the Constitution and talking about the check on power. Well, the check on what? We've all seen this transcript. It's like it's a check on a fantasy or something that they so desperately want to be true, Captain, but it's not. So she's going to go through these motions. She's going to dramatically read the Constitution, up there in the House. And she's going to try to make us think that this is a big event, that's happening in our country.
Well, here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
There has been an established way to go about impeaching a president at least three times before, correct?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Nothing that's been done this time has even remotely resembled the established procedures. Nothing.
Well, that's right. And again, this is because what the Democrats are doing, what they have found, is that they can't win the election. Mm-hmm. And seriously, Captain, I think they're looking at the Democrat presidential hopefuls, and they're just saying to themselves, this is never going to work. And so they have decided to go with what I call the bulldozer option, and that is they're just simply trying to bulldoze away the 2016 election. And if anybody disagrees with them, well, they're a Russian agent.
Do you remember what Admiral William McRaven said?
What was that?
Admiral William McRaven, who was the commanding officer of the Navy SEALs, SEAL Team 6, and all that went in to take out bin Laden, wound up becoming a full four-star admiral, said that we must remove the president by any means possible.
Wow. Well, see, oh my goodness. Yeah, when you say these kinds of things, what happens, and what the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi in particular, now she's committed, but she's committed to this idea that literally is an overthrow of the government and an overthrow of the will of the people. And so when she stands there and piously talks about, you know, reading the words of the Constitution as if they back her up on this, that is really, really sad. And I think people see through it. And they realize, Captain, that what they want to do is, you know, if you have a difference of opinion with them, and again, I think it's important to note that these aren't just policy differences that they have with the president. They have to eliminate his presidency by any means possible because they see their power slipping away because the people voted.
Well, Beto O'Rourke, of all people, and I'm not going to waste my time with the audio because it sounds like he's absolutely lost his mind, believes that the country should mark 1619 as the foundation for the United States of America. Now, what's significant about that date, 1619?
Well, they're saying this is when the first slave ships came to,
that's right,
to the America.
They said that's when, America started, when the slaves were brought here. Who was here first, the slaves or the American Indian?
Well, the American Indians, absolutely. Yeah.
So if we were going to talk about whoever landed in America to begin with, let's see, do we have that little story about Columbus, Christopher Columbus?
Right, of course, yeah.
What was that, 1492?
1492, yeah.
And he ran across some Indians, did he not?
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Well, gosh, so maybe we ought to make it 1492.
Well, exactly. And, of course, this whole area was called America because of the explorer Amerigo Vespucci.
The founding youth.
Exactly. And so, but what Beto's doing, he's simply doing this as a way to try to, make his arguments more incendiary and actually contribute to race division in our country rather than what happened in 1776 with the Declaration of Independence and then following that in the 1780s, 1787, the formation of the U.S. Constitution after the Articles of Confederation, and putting down into words and writing what America really is about and what the opportunity is, and then maybe Beto forgets that the founders put in place this system that could be changed, and we saw it change under Abraham Lincoln, and then we saw things really began to turn under, say, for example, Martin Luther King Jr. and his I Have a Dream speech and all these things, and always moving us in the right moral direction. Beto O'Rourke forgets everything about the good of America.
Yeah, and by the way, yesterday there was a really significant case in Kentucky. The Kentucky Supreme Court handed a victory to Lexington Promotional Print Shop owner Blaine Adamson. In its ruling, the Kentucky Supreme Court unanimously affirmed, as Alliance Defending Freedom attorneys argued from the beginning, that the Gay and Lesbian Services Organization did not have a legal right to sue Adamson or his business, Hands On Originals, for declining to print a message that violated his religious beliefs. Kyle, you hang on, folks. We'll be right back with more. Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And oh, by the way, when I come back, I'm going to play one more little clip about Nancy Pelosi and why they were standing up there. They're doing a grandstanding yesterday. We'll be right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter calls it an impeachment scam as the House votes to approve rules for the impeachment inquiry. The vote 232 to 196. Republicans in the House unified in voting against it. Two Democrats in Republican-leaning districts joining them. Now, during a closed-door session on Capitol Hill, a former White House advisor tells lawmakers he hears nothing illegal on the president's call with the president of Ukraine. Georgia Congressman Republican Doug Collins, a guest on Fox News Special Report with Brett Baer.
We know from President Trump and President Zelensky that neither have said that there was any pressure. President Zelensky said there was nothing from his side that caused him concern. We also know for a fact the Ukrainian government did not even know these discussions were going on until late August at the earliest when this call took place on July 25th.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, what are you doing November 7th? Well, if you're anywhere in the Tampa Bay area of Florida or can come on down, come on over, come on up if you're down there in South Florida and you want to see Dennis Prager, you want to see Mike Gallagher, Hugh Hewitt, and yours truly, if you want to see us and you want to hear all about the U.S. Constitution, the war for America, soul. It's the tour. We'll be talking about radical socialism, illegal immigration, racial divides, abortion, and much, much more. That these are the dangers that plague the bedrock of our great nation as far as the far left really wants to mount a war against America's soul. Now, there'll be a VIP reception from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. The main event starts at 7, goes to 9 p.m. I will be up on stage leading the Pledge of Allegiance. I'll have my very own VIP seating section. So if you want to, you can sit with me in that VIP section. All you got to do is get a VIP ticket. So go to theanswertampa.com, theanswertampa.com, and sign up. And you don't have to get a VIP ticket if you don't want to. You can get just general admission. But if you do get the VIP, you'll be with me. So that's the answer, Tampa.com. And I look forward to seeing many, many, many of you there. And we're going to have a good time because this is going to be an event to remember. I guarantee you, because when Prager and Gallagher and Hewitt get together on the stage and they let you little yours truly have a little bit of room to wiggle, then it's really going to be interesting because you know I'm going to be myself. All right. righty. Back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, Kyle, I wish you were around. I'd love to have you there.
Well, thank you. No, I would really like to be there, and I'll be there in spirit. And it sounds like it's going to be a really interesting time. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I want to play a little bit again of Nancy Pelosi, and this was more of her speech when she got into the meat of it about the fact she says impeachment isn't about anything personal with the president. Really? Okay, we'll decide that when we come back here.
America's future. We take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution, and that's what we cannot ignore, and we will not ignore when the president's behavior indicates that that investigation, that inquiry is necessary. As the inquiry proceeds, we'll decide whether we'll go forward with impeachment. That decision has not been made. But here we are, again, our founders, September 17, 1787, they came forth with a constitution, the genius of which was a separation of power, three co-equal branches of government, balance of power. And when Benjamin Franklin came out, they said, Mr. Franklin, what do we have, a monarchy or a republic? And they said, a republic if we can keep it. And here, this right in the here and now, we are keeping the republic from a president who says Article 2 says I can do whatever I want.
All right. Well, that's her definition of what's going on. But again, I challenge her and I challenge all of them. What exactly did he do when there was no collusion, correct?
Right. Yeah.
There's no there with the telephone conversation. As a matter of fact, yesterday, an ex-Trump advisor was there. His name was Tim Morrison. Now, he had resigned from being with the president so that there was no he couldn't say that he was a yes man or this, that, and the other. I guess that's why he did it. And he says, I want to be clear. I was not concerned that there was anything illegal discussed, said Morrison, after listening. And he was listening to the actual phone call.
Exactly. And that's, you know, a very, very interesting turn of events, because I'm sure they wanted him to come in and say, I had concerns, or I felt really bad about that call, or some other kind of thing like that. But, you know, it's interesting, Captain, you know, Nancy Pelosi is saying all these things, and it's very dramatic, and I keep thinking, yeah, I guess you would say that as the speaker or as one of part of the branches of government if something happened, but nothing happened. And we've all seen the transcript of the phone call. We've been all over it. There's nothing that actually happened, but yet they're hanging their hat on this because they have to do something in order to try to remove the president or tarnish him so badly, they believe, that it will hurt him in his reelection. Now, last time I checked, you weren't supposed to go out and try to investigate somebody who is running for president. Where have we heard that before? Oh, that's right. Yeah, the Democrats. See, you couldn't investigate Joe Biden because he was running for president, probably.
Well,
you know, he was.
Let's listen to Congressman Collins, because Congressman Collins from Doug Collins from Georgia, this is what he had to say yesterday, and I really like him and what he has to say.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. No matter what is said by the other side today, this is a dark day and a cloud has fallen on this House. It has been falling for 10 months and it is showing itself today. What we are seeing is this. If the gentleman who is a friend of mine from the Rules Committee would actually want to talk about are these the same rules as Clinton and Nixon, then we would have had a much longer period of debate, because he knows and I know it is not. There are similarities, some better, some not, but they are not the same. Let's get.
All right, very good. And again, he gets into it, but I didn't have time to do that. I do want to go to Joe Scarborough very quickly and listen to what he said about all the Republicans voting together. Wait till you hear this one.
Everybody knows. Republicans know, the White House knows, there was a quid pro quo. Yeah. It was there. So the more the president denies that quid pro quo, the more he assures himself that he's going to be impeached. Now, the president, of course, and Republicans were talking about how unpopular this impeachment inquiry would be several weeks ago, a month or so ago, saying that Americans wouldn't support it. It is interesting today that as we move toward the vote, the overwhelming majority of Americans in poll after poll.
Not true, not true, not true. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I'm glad that he mentioned that poll after poll. I saw a whole bunch of polls yesterday, and guess what? The majority of them, by a significant number of people, did not want this to be happening. They wanted the business of the country to be done first, not the impeachment of a president. And certainly, by 2-1, in three different polls I saw, one of them was not, by any means of the imagination, a conservative or Republican poll. It was a USA Today poll. They wanted this to stop, just to stop and get on with the business of America.
That's right. That's right. And that's not any kind of cliche. You know, sometimes it depends on which side is being investigated. You know, well, we got to get back to the business of the American people. But this is not a cliche at all, Captain. This is reality, because what the Democrats are showing, not only are they lustful for power in the most extreme fashion, but they are abandoning, literally abandoning, not just Republicans or Democrats or independents, but all the people across the highways and byways.
Well,
and they're saying, we don't care about you.
This whistleblower who they've identified is Eric Sciarmella, come to find out, is a registered Democratic voter. He worked in John Brennan's CIA as a CIA analyst. He also has had ties with the Democratic Party in general. He's also had direct contact with Adam Schiff, which Schiff denies, oh, I had no idea who this was. Not true, because this guy had come forth before, and actually, what we're being told, met face-to-face personally with Adam Schiff when he says he didn't even know who the guy was. And this Eric Sciarmella needs to be called, needs to be put up in front. And by the way, when this goes public and they can call witnesses and do this and do that, the Democrats need to call Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Barack Obama, Susan Rice. You know where I'm going with this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because they're all involved in this. They're all involved in this. This happened under Obama's watch when this started. And that's where the quid pro quo is with Joe Biden. He's the one that got the money.
Well, exactly, and that's why they're trying to...
And his son.
Yeah, and they're trying to place this all on to Trump, and they're trying to sort of, you know, it's like a magic trick. It's misdirection, basically. And, yes, the whistleblower, I'm really interested to find out more about this person, because I'm wondering, you know, is, see, Captain, if you and I were to say we're whistleblowers and everything we said was not true, I mean, we'd lose our reputation really, really fast. But they don't seem to be too concerned about the fact that the whistleblower stuff didn't comport with the transcript. And I would think they would try to just go away and try something else at some point, but they're not. This is really extraordinary.
Yeah, and to be continued, right?
Absolutely. That's right, yeah.
And, of course, we'll just go with that, and we'll see what happens. By the way, Bolton will not testify in the impeachment probe. That's just from his lawyer. So they can do all they want, but Bolton says he's not going to testify.
Yeah, that's a very interesting development as well, because at first it was reported he was going to go in and testify, but I think he's at least has to be subpoenaed. He may fight that, I would expect.
And then Judge Napolitano, who I'm really beginning to question his stability, says he wished the GOP would just stop smearing the witnesses. Well, guess what? When there's something to smear, you smear it. All right, tell us how to hear your show real quick.
Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll see you on the weekend show.
Yep.
All righty, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and I'm coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Going to take a look at the highways and the byways, and we've got lots to look at. Don't go anywhere. Time to do it for the truckers. I'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on, the road's been rough. Two more to go before you can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his callous hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green, with a worn-out cracker by the DMZ. with a tricked out beat, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's a working class.
Alrighty, that's Leland Martin. He's a working class, and Leland's working too, somewhere up there in the northern part of the U.S. of A. Maybe in Canada tonight too, because he does run up there along the Alcan with his big rig, hauling oversized loads. And fact of the matter is, the further north you go, the colder it's going to be. So, fair warning, if you're not, don't have your warm clothes with you and you're headed north, then shame on you. Because you need to plan for winter now. And let me just tell you a little secret here. Right now where I'm at, down here in Florida, it's 75 degrees in the Tampa Bay area. We've got some isolated storms around the area because of the cold front that's coming, meeting the warm weather that's here. But we have a situation tonight, especially across the southeast in parts of Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia, where this cold front is moving across, hitting the warm weather. And you know what that means? It means severe storms. It also means storms capable of damaging winds, heavy rainfall, hail, and maybe a tornado or two. So please, please be careful tonight and pay attention. Now, you've got cold temperatures all the way from the Gulf of Mexico, where you've got a frost warning tonight in Louisiana and eastern Texas, Beaumont. You're in that frost area. And then moving up a little further, San Antonio, going across from I-10 San Antonio all the way over north of Houston and then up the eastern part of Texas, all of northern Louisiana, all of Arkansas, the eastern part of Oklahoma. You're in a heavy freeze warning tonight where the temperatures are going to be anywhere from the high teens to low to middle 20s. That also includes across north Mississippi, north Alabama, northwestern Georgia as this thing's moving east in the mountains of north and south Carolina, across all of Tennessee, all of West Virginia right now, the southern part of Illinois, the southern part of Indiana, about two-thirds of Ohio, and West Virginia, it's just starting to move your way. But north of there, with the winds coming off the lakes, the Great Lakes, you've got snow. You've got snow across most of Michigan tonight, thanks to the way the winds are blowing. Hello, Ohio. You've got snow along I-80 and I-90, the toll road. Looks like Toledo area getting some snow right now. Cleveland, east of Cleveland, over to Erie, Pennsylvania. And then it's scattered snow, kind of hit or miss, going to Buffalo. But the way the winds are blowing, guess what? Over there around Rochester and Oswego, my old stomping grounds years ago, Pulaski and up to Watertown, lake effect snow. And then that lake effect snow is drifting down into central New York in some places, too, as the temperatures drop. In the upper part of, the western part of the, Catskills tonight, you've got some mixed precipitation there. And in the Poconos, it looks like you got some mixed precipitation because where it's not snowing, it's raining or there's a mix and there's winds all through the area right now. That also takes you all the way up into New England where you've got the possibility of snow and high winds all through the area with rain that may start out as rain but will probably change to something else as the temperatures drop. Now, going up I-95, you should be pretty good until you get all the way to about the Chesapeake Bay, and then you'll start to run into the weather because this front, out in front of this front right now, the cold front, you've got the warm and the cold clashing together, which means severe thunderstorms capable of damaging winds, heavy rainfall, hail, and possibly a tornado or two. And remember, behind the front, strong winds and much colder temperatures will be likely. As a matter of fact, for the next several days down here where I'm at, the temperatures at night will be a much more refreshing 60 range, 65 degree range somewhere in there. Colder, of course, up in the north, temperatures will be in the low 80s. It'll be a lot nicer. And I know LJ's down here from Michigan, so LJ will certainly appreciate the cooler temperatures that make things a little nicer. And it'll be a nice time to open your windows and maybe let air your place out a little bit from having the air conditioners on for so long. But that's what it's looking like. A couple of other exceptions to the rule here. Montana, the middle of Montana tonight. You got snow up there in the higher elevations. 4th of July, you might be getting some snow up there tonight, so be advised about that. Out in California, I'll just take a quick peek here. Ontario, that area, over towards Orange County, the north part of Orange County, and north of Los Angeles, you've got a fire threat advisory there. The winds have died down for the night, but it looks like they may come back again tomorrow, the Santa Ana winds. Then you've got a smoke advisory in a lot of the valleys inland from where the fires have been. People with breathing conditions are advising them to stay indoors because of the smoke in the air. And then, of course, you got some cooler temperatures out in the desert tonight where you've actually got some temperatures approaching the 30s and 40s and some of the higher elevations out there. So that might be a refreshing little twinge for them, too. And don't forget, this front, as it moves across the Gulf, coming right now into Louisiana, and then eventually will come towards Florida, is going to be bringing rain with it and cooler temperatures. And because of the fact that the warm meeting the cold usually means, guess what, a thunderstorm or worse, so you definitely got that. Because if you're in the northern part of Louisiana or Mississippi or Georgia or even up in the mountains of North Carolina, South Carolina tonight, be advised because you may be getting some of those severe storms coming your way as the warm and the cold air clash. Now, coming up, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, will be with us right after the top of the hour news, and she's got a message for everybody tonight. But there was some news yesterday that really didn't get reported, and it probably doesn't mean much to a lot of people, but Florida has got Mar-a-Lago, and Florida has been the getaway place, if you will, for the President of the United States for quite a while. Well, now it's going to become, the state of Florida is going to become his residence. He's going to move lock, stock, and Kitty Hawk and call Florida his home. Now, it doesn't mean he's going to leave New York altogether because he'll go there on business just like other people do. But he's coming to Florida to take advantage of the tax savings because we have no state income tax down here in Florida. The tourists pay it when they come here. That's how they gather the revenue they would get with a state income tax. Now, that's a good thing. And we welcome the president to Florida. Love to have him. Because maybe we'll see him a little bit more over here on my side of Florida, which, by the way, December, is it the 7th? Yep, December 7th, he's coming to Orlando, and I'll be there. And he's going to be speaking at the Republican Party of Florida, a winter meeting there. Also, the thing about our president coming to Florida, right away, Governor Cuomo in New York says, well, good riddance, you can have him down there in Florida. Hey, guess what, Governor Cuomo, New York, you still don't get it. Your taxes are too damn high. People can't afford to live there. Who in the hell can live in New York City anymore? Who can live in New York City? By the way, I lived in Long Island for 7 years with my wife when I was transferred down to New York City and that region to be a New York State fire training instructor. And it wasn't that expensive then, but I understand from my friends who are telling me right now, unless you're making about four times more than what you were before, don't come back. You can't afford it, and I believe it. All righty, we'll be right back right after the top of the hour news. I'm Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.